Hey there, friends. Tim Holland here, CEO of Deep Earth, and welcome back to another episode of Growth Strategies for Jewelers. Today, I want to talk about something that might just be the single most underused weapon in your jewelry store's marketing arsenal: email segmentation. Now, I know email marketing might sound old school to some, but stick with me because the numbers I'm about to share will absolutely blow your mind. Did you know there's a 760% revenue gap between jewelers who segment their email lists and those who don't? That's right, 760%. That's not a typo. It means if you're not segmenting your email list, you're leaving a massive amount of money on the table every single day. And this isn't just theory. This is hard-earned real-world data from the jewelry industry and beyond. So what exactly is email segmentation? Simply put, it's dividing your email list into targeted groups based on your customers' behaviors, preferences, purchase history, and more. Instead of blasting the same message to everyone, you send personalized content that resonates deeply with each group. And because it's relevant, your open rates skyrocket, your clicks increase, and your sales, they follow right after. Let's break down why this works so well for jewelers. Jewelry is personal. It's emotional. People don't just buy a necklace or a ring, they buy a story, a memory, a commitment. So when your emails reflect that personal connection, when you send a message about anniversary gifts to customers who've previously purchased wedding bands or spotlight new birthstone pieces just before their birthday, you're not just marketing, you're building relationships, and those relationships turn into loyal customers for life. Now, maybe you're thinking, Tim, I don't have time to sort through my list and segment it. I get it. Running a jewelry store is a full-time job, and marketing can feel overwhelming. But here's the good news. You don't have to do it all manually. Most email marketing platforms offer easy-to-use segmentation tools that can automate this process for you. Plus, the time you invest upfront will pay off exponentially in increased revenue and stronger customer loyalty. Here are three actionable steps you can take right now to start closing that 760% revenue gap. Number one, segment by purchase behavior. Look at your customers who have bought engagement rings versus those who have only purchased fashion jewelry. Tailor your messages to each group. Engagement ring buyers might respond well to anniversary reminders or upgrade offers, while fashion jewelry buyers might love new arrivals or seasonal promotions. Number two, use demographic data. Birthdays, anniversaries, even location can be powerful triggers for personalized emails. Sending a birthday discount or a location-specific event invite shows your customers you're paying attention to them as individuals, not just email addresses. Number three, don't forget about engagement levels. Separate your active email readers from those who haven't opened a message in a while. For active readers, keep them excited with new product launches and exclusive offers. For inactive subscribers, try a re-engagement campaign with a special incentive to bring them back. By implementing these strategies, you'll not only increase your revenue, but also maintain your margins by focusing your marketing spend where it counts most. Plus, you'll build a brand that feels personal and unforgettable, exactly what your VIP customers expect from you. Before I let you go, here's the bottom line. Email segmentation isn't just a nice to have, it's a must have if you want to grow your jewelry store's revenue, keep your margins healthy, and build lifelong relationships with your best customers. If you're ready to take your marketing to the next level but don't know where to start, visit us at deepearthmkt.com. We specialize in helping independent jewelers like you create unstoppable growth through smarter strategy, stronger marketing, and compelling brand storytelling. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Tim Holland, and I'll catch you next time on Growth Strategies for Jewelers. Keep shining bright.